ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। एव लोकेऽस्मिन् पुंसां धर्मपरा स्मृतः भक्तियोगो भगवती ठन्नामग्रहणादिभिः। डिवोशनल सर्विस बिगिनिंग विद द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Namo charana mahatmyam hare pasyata putrakha ajamilo piyaneva mrityu bhashad amuchyata. My dear servants, who are as good as my sons, just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The greatly sinful Ajamil chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayan, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. Therefore, it should be understood that one is easily relieved from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy name of the Lord and chanting his qualities and activities. This is the only process recommended for relief from sinful reactions. Even if one chants the holy name of the Lord with improper pronunciation, he will achieve relief from material bondage if he chants without offenses. Ajamil, for example, was extremely sinful, but while dying, he merely chanted the holy name, although calling his son. He achieved complete liberation because he remembered the name of Narayan. Because they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajñavalkya and Jaimini and other compilers of religious scriptures cannot know the secret of confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajans. They cannot understand the transcendental value of performing devotional service or chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, because their minds are attracted to the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas, especially the Yajur Veda, Samaveda, Rig Veda. Their intelligence has become dull. Thus, they are busy collecting the ingredients for ritualistic ceremonies that yield only to temporary benefits, such as elevation to Swargaloka for material happiness. They are not attracted to the Sankirtan movement. Instead, they are interested in dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Considering these points, therefore, intelligent men decide to solve all problems by adopting the devotional service of chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, and who is a mine of all auspicious qualities. Such persons are not within my jurisdiction for punishment. This is Yamaraj speaking. Generally, they never commit sinful activities, but even if by mistake or because of bewilderment or illusion, they sometimes commit sinful acts, they are protected from the sinful reactions because they always chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yamaraj instructs the Yamadutas, my dear servants, please do not approach such devotees, for they have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone, and their narrations are sung by the demigods and the inhabitants of Siddhaloka. please, do not even go near them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, Lord Brahma, and even I, and even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them. Paramhamsas are exalted persons who have no taste for material enjoyment and who drink the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. My dear servants, bring to me for punishment only persons who are averse to the taste of that honey, who do not associate with Paramhamsas, and who are attached to family life and worldly enjoyment, which form the path to hell. My dear servants, please bring to me only those sinful persons who do not use their tongues to chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and the qualities of Krishna, whose hearts do not remember the lotus feet of Krishna even once, and whose heads do not bow down even once before Lord Krishna. Send me those who do not perform their duties toward Vishnu, which are the only duties of human life. Please bring me all such fools and rascals. Yamaraj ki jai. She is a Vishnu Duta. Then Yamaraj, considering himself and his servants to be offenders, spoke as follows, begging pardon from the Lord. Oh, my Lord, my servants have surely committed a great offense by arresting a Vaishnav such as Ajamil. O Narayan, O supreme and oldest person, please forgive us. Because of our ignorance, we fail to recognize Ajamil as a servant of your lordship, and thus we have certainly committed a great offense. Therefore, with folded hands, we beg your pardon. My lord, since you are supremely merciful and are always full of good qualities, please pardon us. We offer our obeisances respectfully unto you. Tasmad sankirtanam Vishnor jagan mangalamang hasam mahatam api kauravya vidyai khandika niskritam. Shukadev Goswami continued, my dear king, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One should note that although Ajamil chanted the name of Narayan imperfectly, he was delivered from all sinful reactions. The chanting of the holy name is so auspicious that it can free everyone from the reactions of sinful activities. One should not conclude that one may continue to sin with the intention of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, to neutralize the reactions. Rather, one should be very careful to be free from all sins and never think of counteracting sinful activities by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. For this is another offense. If by chance a devotee accidentally performs some sinful activity, the Lord will excuse him, but one should not intentionally perform such sinful acts. Translation. One who constantly hears and chants the holy name of the Lord and hears and chants about his activities can very easily attain the platform of pure devotional service, which can cleanse the dirt from one's heart. One cannot achieve such purification merely by observing vows and performing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Om Agyantimidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshur Un Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Mahajano Yena Gatasa Pantha. The path of spiritual purification is to follow in the footsteps of the great Mahajans, those empowered beings who represent the Supreme Personality of Godhead on this earth. And one of the greatest, topmost, categorized in the 12 Mahajan arena is Yamaraj. Yamaraj, such an incredible selfless service he renders to the Lord. He is a pure devotee. He's absolutely gentle in heart. He's compassionate. He's equal to all. He's a friend to everyone. He's a well-wisher to every living entity. These are the natural qualities of the Paramhamsas. And he is utterly surrendered to the will of God by the will of the Supreme Lord, Narayan. Yamaraj is asked to perform the most thankless and ungratifying service of torturing and punishing sinful persons to somehow or other bring them to the standard of spiritual sanity. There is no one more unpopular than Yamaraj. How many of you at the time of death would like to see Yamaraj? Raise your hand. Let us test to see if you're listening. How many of you at the time of death would not like to see Yamaraj? Those who don't raise your hand, you're going to have to speak and tell me whether you want or don't want. Yamaraj, with his associates, the Yamadutas, they appear in the most gruesome, horrifying, and terrible way to punish the wicked and prepare them according to their karma, for their neshkelis existence. But in the heart of Yamaraj, we find the kindest, most gentle, loving devotee of God. And here he is speaking to those who he loves like his own children, the Yamadutas. He is speaking in reference to Ajamil. What happened is this. Ajamil was a Brahmin. He was a very high-classed young man. He was brought up under the instructions of a bona fide spiritual master. He was taught how to live a pure and holy life. By the arrangement of his father, He was married to a beautiful and chaste young woman. And together, they followed very closely the principles of Sanatana Dharma. They lived a very sacred life, an ideal life. But Maya is very strong, especially in the form of the objects of the senses. One day, it is explained by Shukadev Goswami, Ajamil was out doing an errand. And as he was walking along the road, on the roadside, he happened to see a low-class, sinful woman, a prostitute, who was being embraced in a very passionate and sensual manner by a low-class and sinful man. And when he saw the pleasure of passion through this sexual relationship, it awakened within his heart a dormant seed of material desire. And he continued his journey home. But when he reached his home, he found that he could not control his mind. Although, by all means, he was trying to subdue the turbulent senses, his mind was simply racing in all sorts of meditation and imagination toward this prostitute. He could not get her off his mind for even a moment. All of his religious principles, all of his dharma, was conquered and subdued by lust, kama. And therefore, like a puppet being pulled by a string, or like a bull being pulled by a rope attached to a nose in the ring, his mind and his senses dragged him away from his parents, who were loving, religious, and good in heart, away from his loving, beautiful, and holy wife, and dragged him to fall at the feet of this sinful woman who was only concerned with money and sex. And he begged to attain the pleasures of her body. And once tasting that, he completely lost all of his intelligence. He was utterly bewildered. And he became the slave of his mind and senses. And this prostitute demanded of him, if you want to enjoy me, you have to provide for me whatever I want. And in this way, he was not able to earn enough money through a virtuous and pious livelihood. He became criminally minded and began to engage in all sorts of sinful cheating and stealing just to satisfy her senses. And through her, he had many children. And it is described when he was an old man, he was still utterly attached to his sense enjoyment. Some people think, why should I so concern myself with spiritual life now? The spirit of enjoyment is here. Why not enjoy when I become old? Then my senses will burn out and I will no longer have any desire to enjoy. Then following the regulative principles, chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds will be simple. But this story is testimony that it does not work like that. Srila Prabhupada tells a story about how one saintly person was preaching to a king. And he said, "You should take to spiritual life now." And the king said, "But I'm young. I still have the power of enjoyment. God has given me this power. Let me enjoy. When I become too old, then it will be simple. I will not have these material desires or passions. Then spiritual life will be very simple and easy and nice." So the sadhu, he said, "Oh, is that what you think? Come with me, my dear king. You are the king, correct?" "Yes." "Everyone must offer you full respects. You are the supreme emperor of the country, correct?" "Yes." "Come with me. But bring your young daughter also. She's very pretty, isn't she?" "Yes, yes, bring her, bring her." They went into a room of an old man beyond 100 years old who was sick, coughing mucus. All of his organs were malfunctioning. He was on the verge of death. And when the king and the sadhu and the daughter walked in the room, the man paid no attention to offering obeisances to the great sadhu. Didn't even notice the king, but his eyes, like a zoom lens, just immediately made contact with his daughter. And he was just staring at the beauty of his daughter. And the king, when he was looking, saying, "Oh man, I'm the king, this is the great sadhu." The man was so absorbed in looking and trying to enjoy the beauty of the daughter, what did he have to enjoy with? He was three-fourths blind, he was practically deaf, practically dumb, he couldn't walk, he couldn't talk. Within moments, he was going to die. Yet within his heart, his mind was still infatuated by material desires. And when the king saw this, he turned and touched the feet of the sadhus and said, "I surrender now." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Ajamil was an old, old man. But God fulfills our desires. He was still having children. Mind over matter. Even when he was practically in his ages of invalidity, he was still having children. Because he was still so much attracted to this prostitute. And it is described that his youngest son, he was very much attached to. Krishna says in the Gita, that even if one commits the most sinful activities, if he is my devotee, I will protect him. Because Ajamil was at one time a sincere devotee. But because beyond his power to control, he fell into sinful activities, the Lord had a special plan for him to suffer terribly for his sinful activities, but at the final moment to save him. From within the heart, Sri Narayan arranged a type of intelligence within Ajamil to name his son Narayana. Knowing that at the time of death, he would be thinking of his son. Such a sinful man, Ajamil, who cheated so many and exploited the resource of God's gifts deserved to suffer terrible, hellish conditions. And it is described when he was on his deathbed, his young son was standing nearby. And just as he was on the verge of death, he cried out, Narayana! And then he died. And the Yamadutas, the messengers of Yamaraj, who come to collect the souls of the sinful ones, took their ropes, their nooses, tied it around the subtle body of Ajamil, and began to rip him out of his gross material form. And when he saw the fearful sight of the Yamadutas, they don't have teeth, they have sharp fangs. Their bodies are hairy like animals. Their eyes are red like burning coals with vicious anger. They have powerful, strong forms, and they roar like lions. And when he saw these fearful beasts, more horrible than any form within the creation, tearing him, dragging him from his body with ropes, he was utterly terrified. And at that point, he realized that he had made a grave mistake by giving up his Krishna consciousness. And just as he was about to be taken away to Yamaraj's hellish abode, a wonderful, mysterious incident took place. Descending in a most graceful manner from the spiritual sky, four beautiful, effulgent personalities appeared at the scene. Each of them had a beautiful bluish complexion with eyes like blooming lotus petals. They had four arms and were adorned with beautiful golden jewelry, precious jewels. And with very sweet, but very commanding voice, they said, stop, you cannot take him. And the Yamadutas, they had never been opposed by anyone. Who will oppose such Yamadutas? What do you mean, we cannot take him? Do you know what sins? Do you know what a rascal demon this man has been throughout his life? We must take him for punishment, which is his due. And the residents of Vaikuntha, the Vishnu Dutas, they said, we know everything he has done, but he has chanted the holy name of the Lord. And his mind was fixed offensively on the name of God at the time of death. Therefore, all of his sins have been negated, purified. And now he is not responsible for anything he has done. So you go away. And the Yamadutas, seeing that the Vishnudutas were far more powerful than them, in great fear and frustration, they left. And they were about, the Yamadutas, to commit suicide Why? Because Yamaraj was their guru. He was their leader. And they always considered him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is more powerful than him. He makes the judgment. Everyone they met, he made the final judgment in their life. He was taking the position of God as far as they were concerned. So they decided they had to inquire from Yamaraj, how is it possible that these people are more powerful than us who are your representatives? That means there must be somebody more powerful than you, and that is not possible. So with tears in their eyes and heavy hearts, they approached Yamaraj. Who were these people? And Yamaraj told them that you, me, Brahma, Shiva, everyone, we are all the eternal humble servants of Krishna, Lord Narayan. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the supreme creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything that exists. And we are all his insignificant parts and parcels. And the verses we have just read today were the continuation of this narration of Yamaraj to his associates. Don't ever go near the devotees. Because Narayan, with his strong club, will kill you if you even look at them. Anyone who has not once tasted the honey sweetness of Krishna's name, bring them to me. Anyone who has not bowed his head even once before the Personality of Godhead and the Paramahamsa Vaishnavas, bring them to me. Anyone who has not once served the Lord with humility, bring them to me. Anyone whose ears has not submissively heard the glories of the Lord, bring them. But do not you ever go even near. Do not you even look in the direction of the Lord's devotees. Anyone who chants the holy name of the Lord, which is the supreme religious principle of all religious principles, without offense, with sincere attention, will be liberated into the realm of love of God. And Shukadev Goswami continues by explaining, there is no spiritual activity that can compare in power and potency than the chanting of the holy names. Yamaraj, the great Mahajan, supreme authority of Vedic knowledge, explains that those who simply chant the hymns of the Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda, for artha kama dhamma moksha, who perform vows, very carefully perform their ritualistic ceremonies, such persons are missing the real point of human life. In this age, it is only through the sincere chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Yamaraj says, that can truly purify the heart and deliver one to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Of course, Ajamil saw all of this taking place. Not the discussion between Yamaraj and the Yamadutas, but between the Yamadutas and Vishnudutas. And at that time, Ajamil realized what a grave mistake he had made. He was not allowed to go back to Godhead because he had been sinful he had to completely purify himself of all material desires. But upon seeing the infinite causeless mercy of the Lord upon him, he made a resolution in his mind that from now on, devotional service and the chanting of the holy name will be my only purpose and only goal in life. And after making that resolution, after being sincerely and genuinely repentant for his misbehavior, Lord Narayan allowed him to remain alive within that body of Ajamil. And he left that prostitute's house immediately. And he went to the Himalayas, to the foothills. He went to the holy place of Haridwar on the bank of the river Ganga. And there he simply associated with saintly persons, and he heard and chanted the names and glories of the Lord with such determination and faith. And in due course of time, he became purified. He became a pure devotee. And when he became purified, those same four lovely personalities he saw descending on a flower airplane. They escorted him onto the flower airplane and they took him to Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. This is the power and glory of the chanting of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada would so many times tell us that the preachers of the Hare Krishna movement, their business is not to defeat others in philosophy, to be better in argumentation than others. That is not our business. We have one business and one business alone, to induce people to seriously chant the holy name of God. If we have to defeat them in philosophy, if we have to be victorious in argument, if we have to use all sorts of scientific, technical vocabulary and logic, or if we simply say chant Hare Krishna, whatever works. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam kalo nasteva, 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 katiranjata. So tonight we have witnessed what a beautiful and joyful process the chanting of the holy name is. There's no need for any material qualifications. None of us here are really very materially qualified in many ways. If Shukadeva Goswami were to become a professional singer, I doubt if his voice would be a number one selling record to the materialistic people. As a matter of fact, perhaps he would be banned from the recording studios. But for those who have spiritual vision, because he chants with sincerity and he chants with feeling, everyone simply smiles and dances in ecstasy. Spiritual life requires no material qualifications. When I heard Srila Prabhupada say that to be Krishna conscious, there is no need for any material qualifications, then I was convinced that this is the movement for me. I felt a ray of hope in my life, because I didn't know what was spiritual, but I knew that I had no material qualification. The chanting of the holy name is descending from the spiritual platform. And therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam ends with that sloka. The culmination of all Vedic wisdom is the Bhagavatam. And the final verse, the last thing said by Vedavyas, the compiler of the Vedas. Vedavyas wrote the Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. He wrote the 108 Upanishads, the Itihastas, the 18 Puranas, the Mahabharata. And then he summarized all of them to extract the essence with the Brahma Sutra. But he still was not satisfied. And then his Gurudev, Narada Muni, told him, there's one thing left. Ahoitakiya Pratihata Shastra. That Shastra which teaches nothing but the unmotivated, uninterrupted love of God. Therefore, the commentary of the Vedanta Brahma Sutra was the Srimad Bhagavatam. The last word, the last written document of Vedavyas. And how did he end? What was the grand finale of Vedavyas's writing Leela? What is the verse, Natsi? Sing it out loud. Translation.
Whenever we want to go to the lotus feet of bhakti, tatha kurushva devesha natha swamna yato prabhu, and whenever we want to sincerely chant the holy name of the Lord and be with the Lord, nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam, by simply chanting the holy name of the Lord, nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam, all your sinful activities can be nullified and removed. Nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashanam, pranamo dukkha samanas, all types of miseries, dukkhas samanas, tannamami harimparam, and that will take you home back to Godhead. Harimparam is back home, back to Godhead. That's the last word.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We will allow the last words of Vedavyas to be the last words of our lecture this evening. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions? Oh, Mahaprabhu will now give Hindi translation.
Father, at this time to chant, because we will chant once. At the end of our life, let us enjoy. Why should we waste our time coming here in Kirtan? Let us see all the program on TV and let us do all other things. Why we should chant? We will chant once in our lifetime, and we have faith in God, name of God. So why should we not to enjoy at this time?
Because upon initiation, you have made a vow refrain from gambling. If Ajamil was thinking like this, he would have never been given the right to chant the name of God at the time of death. He had chanted the name of God offenselessly. He wasn't thinking of alleviating his sins with the holy name. He was simply uncontrollably overcome by the modes of material nature, but his heart was sincere. But one who has this cheating mentality has an insincere heart, and it will be impossible for such a person to chant the name of God at the time of death. Ajamil was one out of trillions of living beings that die, that had such an incredible benediction upon him. The Lord wanted to illustrate the power of offenselessly chanting the holy name, but your mentality is the seventh offense against the holy name. That is the difference. Seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the chanting of the holy name. So therefore, what Shukadeva Goswami is trying to do is convince us to take shelter of the holy name now by revealing to us its supreme, unparalleled qualities for purifying our hearts. Is there any other questions?